Okay, so I saw this questionnaire and I absolutely flipped out my phone, and I'm gonna start to answer it because I think it's really interesting. I feel everyone on backstage asks the best questions. Like, I don't know. Like, I can't think of these things, and then y'all do, and I'm just like, oh, that's such a great question. Like, why didn't I come up with that? They're very interesting. So, do I have a particular style that I like to stick with, or do I mix it up depending on occasion? I would definitely say that I mix it up. My particular style that you usually see me in, just because I, my job is not very high up, I guess. I'm pretty lax with things, so most of the time you'll find me in t-shirt and jeans, or, my shorts and jeans. I mean, short jeans. Well, like, denim short shorts and a t-shirt. Also, when, it may be surprising sometimes, but I don't always like to call a lot of attention to my body. And I am well endowed, let's put it that way. And so that's why I tend to wear t-shirts all the time, which still don't cover up the size of my chest, but definitely helps. But I'm getting more confident in that. I don't really care what people think, because when I used to just wear regular things, like every skirt looks like a mini skirt on me, a lot of accusations get thrown, and I've gotten to where I really don't care. So not lately I've been wearing whatever I want to. So yeah. Do I have a specific work and home attire? On occasion I do definitely dress nicer for work, especially when I have like I'm completing observations or whatnot. I wear slacks and nice blouses. As for home, as soon as I get home, I don't like to wear a lot of clothes. So it's probably like my shortest shorts and a sports bra. I don't wear that much. Do I dress differently on weekends and nights out? Definitely. I like to wear heels or pumps. Maybe like my nicer tight-fitting black jeans and a more risque blouse and stuff. How often do you dress formally, and how much effort do you put into it? Not that often. Only when necessary, I guess. Which isn't a lot, but when I do, I definitely put a lot of effort into it. I can definitely consider myself low maintenance. I do a lot of my own stuff. I don't get my makeup professionally done. I don't even have that expensive of makeup. I do my own hair if I even feel like doing it. Most of the time, I throw it up in a bun. But that's also because I am growing it out from it being short. So I haven't been able to do that much with it. Unless I spend like an hour trying to curl it, which even then my hair is really stubborn. So I just straighten it on occasion, which is pretty fast. I definitely have accessories that go with my outfits. I like to match my purses. I have quite a few purses. I mean, not like an absolute ton, but quite a few. Are you a MWA? I don't know what that means. What does that mean? I don't know. I'm sorry. Oh, Makeup Alley? I guess? Okay. No, I'm not. Sorry, I had to look up what that meant. I don't even know what it means. No, I definitely would not consider. I don't even do my makeup all the time. Just when I feel like it. And even then, it's probably basic concealer. So cover up any breakouts that I'm having. I do like to do a little bit of bronzer just because I like to be tan. Not that I overdo it, but I like to accentuate, my cheekbones, and mascara are probably my go-to things. I do my own hair. I do my own nails. Well, I mean, I get my hair cut on occasion, but like I said, I'm growing it out. I haven't gotten it cut in a few months. Actually, I've never had it dyed. I've only had it professionally, like, hairstyled for prom. And I do my own nails because, my nails grow really fast. And so, most of the time, luckily I have nice jeans. So, like, right now it looks like I have a French tip manicure, but that's just how my natural nails are. They're pretty long. They grow really fast. So whenever I get a manicure, it's kind of annoying because, like, it already grows out within a few days. So I paint my own nails whenever I feel like it and take the time to do so. I've only had a manicure and a pedicure maybe 3 times in my life. One of which was for prom. Another which was probably for, like, my 18th birthday. And one time when, like, a friend treated me out. So, yeah. How much of what do you do to make yourself resentful? What do you feel you're doing for yourself and others? It depends on the scenarios. I like to think that, most people accept me, and I guess, like I said, I don't have a very high-up profession or anything. I work with kids most of the time. So, it's pretty lax, I guess. Like, not a lot is expected. My appearance isn't everything. So, I pretty much just do my stuff for me. I mean, I definitely, even when I don't wear a lot of makeup, I make sure that I am smiling because I feel like that does a lot to people's faces. So I don't feel like I'm doing a lot for others. What I was getting to was I do believe in that you should always be wanting to put your best face forward. But I feel like a lot of that also has to do with self-confidence because I feel like I'm confident enough and happy enough with myself that definitely shines through. So therefore I don't need all the makeup in the world. Because I can make my, I don't want to say my personality shine, but, like, you know, when you look at someone and, like, even with a girl with a bunch of makeup on, could still look sad and upset, but then, like, you see her with a smile on her face and less makeup, and I would consider her to be more beautiful in the latter. So, yeah, I feel like you should always put your best face forward, no matter what, I guess. Hopefully that makes sense, I don't know. Do you dress differently for sexual things, solo or with others? What type of clothing makes you feel sexiest? No clothing. I mean, I guess I do. I like to take pictures. and so I definitely would say I dress up for that. Or like, if I want to tease someone, I definitely wear, like, my thigh highs and a really short skirt. So you can see the top of the lace or a garter belt. For fun, because I mean, when it comes down to it, most of it's getting taken off anyways. So I mean, I guess so, but at the same time, I like to think that whoever I'm with, thinks I'm sexy in anything, in a way. I mean, obviously, I know, like, some stuff is more obviously going to be sexy, but at the same time, like, you know what my body looks like underneath, maybe I'd be wearing something really hot underneath. Like, I have a few really nice lace sets that I'm not in the best mood that day, sometimes I'll just wear them under a t-shirt and jeans, you know, and maybe knowing that that's what I have on underneath, I look so ordinary on the outside, but underneath, like, you know what I'm wearing, or sometimes lack of what I'm wearing underneath. It's a very big sexual turn on for whoever I'm with. So, yeah. What type of outfits do you find sexiest on a significant other? Whatever makes them feel good. I guess, like I said, when someone is comfortable, they're happy, you know, like, then it shines through a lot more than, like, if let's say you have a guy who doesn't like wearing a high-collared shirt and he's wearing a high-collared shirt, you can tell that he's uncomfortable. But I mean, I think I definitely fall for the whole, like, nice fitting slacks, I guess, and a button up shirt that fits them well with the sleeves rolled up their forearm. Yeah, but at the same time, a guy who looks hot in that, some guys also can look really good in a nice fitting pair of jeans and a nice fitting shirt, so either or. And I mean, the sexiest thing is nothing at all, so there's that. What type of outfits do you find yourself fantasizing about most? Both, I guess. Like, probably more the first option, like I said, a nice fitting pair of socks or khakis, and a button-up shirt is probably my number one. But then definitely, like, I'm, like I said, I'm a pretty chill, laid-back person, so thinking how attractive a guy can also look in just a regular basic jeans and a shirt is also very hot to me. The least appealing outfit someone you like could wear. Like, what would be an automatic turn-off? That's a very interesting question. I don't know. I mean, like, if I like them and I know what they look like underneath, I don't know if anything would really turn me off, I guess. Because, like, if I... Like I said, I would know their body. I don't know. I can't think of anything. Maybe ill-fitting skinny jeans. Some guys can wear skinny jeans. Some guys cannot wear skinny jeans. And I feel like when a guy just can't wear skinny jeans, I'm a girl and I work out, and even then I have thighs. There's no way around that. I feel like when you emphasize the fact that your legs are tinier than mine, you make me feel bad. I do not want to be with you. So, yeah. Probably that. Would you prefer certain outfits to stay on during intercourse, or what would you want them to take off of your partner? That's a good question. I mean, I feel like it really depends on the situation, because sometimes the whole, like, being in a rush and not taking anything off is really hot. Although, I'm really a big fan of taking off the guy's shirt. What would I have my partner take off of me? Whatever he wanted, I guess. Or not take anything off at all. Like I said, you know, just the whole yanking down the shorts, pulling the panties aside sort of thing, is also really hot. So it just depends, I guess. But then I also like to do the whole striptease thing too, so yeah, either or, everything, I don't know. Would seeing someone you don't have a sexual desire for in an outfit that you find sexy make you feel weird? No, my mind filters it out. Definitely, yeah, my mind just filters that out. Because, I mean, even if I like the outfit, it's just not going to look good on everyone. So thinking of some people in it, like, I mean, it could still look good on that person, but I'm definitely, like, the outfit itself is not what makes the person attractive. It simply emphasizes their physical attributes that I like. I hope that makes sense. So the outfit isn't everything. It's definitely the person wearing the outfit. So yeah, so I hope that answers all your questions. Really appreciate the questionnaire. It's really interesting. So yeah, thank you for asking me. I hope you enjoyed my answers.